The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 1 and 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 22nd, 1975, in Melbourne, Australia.
So, we were discussing last night about Nivitti Marga, the opposite direction of progressing towards hellish condition of life. That by nature's own way, the living entity comes to the human form of body by the evolutionary process that we have already discussed. There are 900,000 forms in the water, then there are 2 million forms of trees, plants, and jalajanavalakkhani, sabaralakkhavinsati, then insects, moths, and flies like that. There are 1,100,000 forms. Then birds, 1 million forms. Then beast, 3 million forms. Then human being, civilized, not civilized, there are 400,000. This is the total number of different forms of life. The living entity, spirit soul, is the same, but they are passing through different forms of life. Just like I am the same man, I have passed through my babyhood boy, body, my childhood body, my youthhood body. Now I have come to another body. So, it is a fact that I was staying in a baby's body, now it is another body. A very simple thing, that we are changing body, but I am the soul, the same. We have to understand this thing. Evolution is going on. Now, by nature's law, the evolution brings you to a nice body, civilized human body, with higher consciousness. But if we utilize this higher consciousness simply for constructing very high skyscraper buildings and do not know what form of body I am going to accept next, that is not very good intelligence. My business is that by nature's evolutionary process, I have come to this human form of life. Now, I have got good intelligence, better than the animals. If I utilize that intelligence for simply having nice motor car and skyscraper building, but I do not know what is my future, then it is not very good intelligence. You can construct a very nice skyscraper building and you can have a nice car, but you will not be allowed to stay here. What you have done for that? You'll be kicked out at any moment. Then your all labor is simply, you can solace yourself that my children will enjoy or my grandsons will enjoy. But why not enjoy yourself? That is very uncertain. Any moment I shall be kicked out. And then, if it is a fact that I am going to accept another body, there is no guarantee what kind of body I am going to accept. I have constructed a skyscraper building on account of my attachment. I may be allowed by the nature's law to stay in that building, but if by my activities I become a rat or cat in that building, then what is the profit? We are under the nature's law. You cannot say that you are independent. Nature's law is very strict. Prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani sarva. Nature's law just like fire. If you touch fire, it will burn. And even a child who is innocent, if the child touches the fire, it will burn. There is no excuse. You cannot say that the child is innocent. It does not know the effect of touching fire. He should be excused. No. Ignorance is no excuse. Especially, that is the state laws. You cannot say, suppose you have committed some criminal act, if you plead my Lord, I did not know that after doing this act, I had to suffer imprisonment. Say, excuse me. No, that will be no excuse. You know or not know the law, if you have acted like that, you might suffer. This is going on. So we don't believe in the next life, just to avoid this consequence. But that will not excuse us. We have to accept a type of body. Otherwise, how? There are so many different types of body. What is the explanation? Why different forms of body, different stages of body, different standard of body? There is nature's law. Therefore, this human form of life should be properly utilized. Not simply engaged in sense gratification like cats and dogs. That is not very responsible life. Responsible life is that I have got this improved form of life than the cats and dogs, and I have got more intelligence than the cats and dogs. If I simply utilize it for four bodily necessities of life, four bodily necessities of life means we require some eating. The cats, dogs, human beings, or high court judge or anyone, they require some eating. They require sleeping, apartment. So that is, cats and dogs can sleep without apartment. But the sleeping required, that is fact. Eating required, that is fact. And sex life, that is also fact. And defense, that is also fact. But these things are common to the cats and dogs and man, human being. So what is the special feature of the human being? The special feature of the human being is that a human being can consider that I have got this nice American or Australian or Indian body, then what I am going to get next? What kind of body? That is utilized for human intelligence. A cat and dog cannot think like that. Therefore, our business should be, now by the nature's way, I have come to this form of life, by evolutionary process. Now I have got good intelligence, how I shall utilize it? That proper utilization is indicated in the Vedanta philosophy. Vedanta philosophy, perhaps you have heard the name. Veda means knowledge, and anta means last stage or end. Everything has got some end. So you are being educated, you are taking education, where it shall end. That is called Vedanta. Where the ultimate point. Vedanta philosophy says, that is Vedanta philosophy, ultimate knowledge. The ultimate knowledge, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, what is that ultimate knowledge? Vedaishta sadvai ahameva vedam. You are cultivating knowledge. The ultimate goal of knowledge, Krishna says, is to know me. Vedaishta sadvai ahameva vedam. The whole knowledge is meant for understanding God. That is the end of knowledge. By progressive knowledge, you can make progress, but unless you do not come to the point to understand what is God, then your knowledge is imperfect. That is called Vedanta. Hathata brahma jigyasa. This human form of life, nice facility, intelligence, just like Australia was undeveloped since the Europeans came here. It is now very developed, resourceful, because the intelligence has been utilized. Similarly, America, many other places. So this intelligence should be utilized. But if we simply utilize this intelligence for the same purpose as the cats and dogs are engaged, then it is not proper utilization. The proper utilization is Vedanta, athāta brahma jigyāsa. Now you should inquire about Brahma, the Absolute. That is intelligence. So, the Krishna consciousness movement, as I have repeatedly said, it is that culture. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. What is the ultimate aim of life, ultimate goal of life? Because I am eternal, I am simply changing body. Na jāyate na mṛyate vā kadācit. Kadācit means any time. The ātmā, the soul, is never born. Na jāyate, the living soul. Na jāyate means never born. Like I see, my child is born. No, that you see the body of the child, not the child as soul. That is knowledge. That is called Brahma, Gyan. That this body, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Then the inquiry will be, then where from the spirit soul has come? That should be the inquiry. And why, if I am eternal, then why I am put to this condition of repetition of birth and death? These are inquiries. This is called Brahma Jigyasa. Brahma Jigyasa means inquiry about the spirit soul. That is Brahma Jigyasa. So in this way, we should utilize our intelligence, life, not simply for this bodily comforts of life. No, that bodily comforts of life, even the dogs and hogs, they are also seeking. They are also seeking. Then what is the difference between dogs, hogs and myself? Therefore, Shastra says, Nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloke kastān kāmān ar hatibīr bhujāṁ ji. This is the warning given by Maharaj Rishabhdev to his sons, my dear sons. Don't spoil your life working very hard like the dogs and hogs just to satisfy your senses. This is instruction. We are being taught at the modern age that work very hard and enjoy your senses. This is modern civilization. Get money somewhere or other and spend it for sense gratification. That is the goal. Nate vidu sarthagatin hi Vishnu. They are not taught, they are not educated that what is the end of life, goal of life. That is God realization. They do not know it. Nate vidu. They do not know it. Nate vidu sarthagatin. Everyone is self-interest. Everyone is looking after his self-interest. That's good, very good. But do you know what is your self-interest? That they do know. Somebody is thinking my self-interest is this, somebody is thinking my self-interest is this, and therefore there is collision, strife, fight. But actually the self-interest is one. For the, at least for the human being, what is that? Realization of God. It is equally important for the Americans, it is equally important for the Indians, equally important for every living being, especially for the civilized man. This is self-interest. Athāta brahma jigyāsā. What is that absolute truth? Jīva-sa-tattva jigyāsā. That should be our first business. Of course we require living place and eating materials and sex arrangement or defense arrangement. That is required. You do that. But don't forget your main business. Then you are cats and dogs. Your main business is God realization. Therefore Śāstra says that I am Deha. Deha means this body. I am means this. What is this body? Na. I am Deha, Deho Bhajang and Niloke. Deho Bhajang, the one has got this material body. Everyone, all living entities, either a cat, dog or human being, everyone has got this material body. If you analyze the body of a dog and your body, you will find the same ingredients. The same blood, the same skin, the same mucus, the same bone, the same urine, same stool. That is bodily construction. So, see, bodily construction is the same. There is no difference. From chemical point of view, from physical point of view, the same thing. Just like the biologists, they study the human body by dissecting the frog's body. They say, the biologists say, that there is similarity of anatomical construction of the feet, frogs and the human body. Anyway, we also accept that, because after it is material body, so the arrangement in the frog's body and in the dog's body or in the human body, it must be the same material. So then what is the advantage of this human body? That is instructed. Ayangadeha, this body, this particular type of body, human body, is not meant for the purpose serving the cats and dogs. Nāyaṁ dehu dehu bhājāṁ niloke. Niloke means in the human society. Ni means human being. The human society, when you have got this nice body, you should not utilize this body for the same business as the cats and dogs and hogs are utilized. How the hogs are, especially this animal has been Nayanga dihu dihu bhajang in loke kastan kama. Kastan kama means with hard labor to satisfy the four necessities of life. The four necessities of life I have already mentioned. Eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. This is bodily necessity. So, the hog or the pig is trying to maintain his body. You have no experience. In India you have got experience. In the villages there are hogs. Day and night they are loitering in the street, and when they find out some stool, they are very happy. Therefore, this animal has been especially mentioned, that do you spoil your life like the hog, working day and night, night duty, work day duty, and this duty, that duty, and what is again, you get some food, which may not be very nice, and eat it. And then you satisfy your sex. Is that life very perfect life? That is being done by the hogs. They are working day and night to find out where is stool. Stool is not very good food, but it is for them very good food. If you offer the hog halwa, they will not accept it. They will accept stool. Just like, don't mind, we are offering such nice food, but people do not like. They'll go to the restaurant and eat some rotten, 1 week past, some meat preparation. They'll like. I do not know, but I've heard it from my disciples. When it is decomposed and rotten, it is tasteful. It is very tasteful. They say, I do not know. I have never taken meat in my life. So I do not know. So anyway, according to different position, the taste is also different. The hog taste is, it likes stool. That means it can accept any damn foodstuff, even up to stool. That is hog's life. And human life? No, no. Why should you accept? Just have nice fruits, flowers, grains, and vegetables, and prepared from milk products, and eat it. God has given you this. Why should you eat stool? This is human cause. So when better food is available, I must take the best fruit. Full of vitamins, full of taste, full of energy. Why should I take something else? No, that is human intelligence. Therefore, our program is that we offer Krishna the best food star. Krishna says, give me this food star. What is that? Patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajacchati. Tadaham asnami. If you call a guest, you should ask him, my dear friend, what can I offer you? You like to eat. So if he says, give me this thing, I shall be very much pleased. That is your duty to give it. Similarly, people may ask that why I cannot offer meat to Krishna. No, Krishna does not say. Krishna does not want it. Krishna is mentioning in the Bhagavad Gita that you give me patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajacchit. You give me vegetables, give me fruits, give me grain, give me milk, nice water, nice flower, nice tulsi. Tadaham asnami, I eat that. Krishna, God, he can eat anything because he is God, he is all-powerful. But he is asking to the devotees, give me these things. So we said, we offer Krishna these things prepare varieties. That is our intelligence. You can make varieties, just like one milk. You can prepare 50 different kinds of preparation from milk, at least. So many varieties. In New Vrindavan, we are keeping cows. That is an example. And the cows are giving milk, delivering milk, double than other farmers. Why? Because the cows know that these people will not kill me. They are not in anxiety. Suppose you are engaged in some war, and if you know that after 7 days I will be killed, can you do the work very nicely? No. Similarly, the cows know in the Western country that these people giving me very nice grains and grass, but after all they will kill me. So they are not happy. But if they are assured that you will not be killed, then they will give double milk. Double milk. That is stated in the Shastra during Maharaja's Yudhishthira's time. The cow's milk bag was so filled up that in the pasturing ground they are dropping and the whole pasturing ground became moist, muddy with milk. The land used to be muddy with milk, not with water. That was the position. Therefore, cow is so important that we can get nice food, the milk. Milk is required every morning. But what is this justice that after taking milk from the animal and kill it? Is that very good justice? So it is very, very sinful, and we have to suffer for that. And they are stated in the Shastras that if you do this sinful act, you'll go to this kind of hell. There are descriptions in the fifth canto. So pravritti marga means if I do things according to my whims, that is called pravritti marga. Then the next life is waiting for my suffering. That is fact. Just like if you irresponsibly live and there is epidemic and you contract some disease, infection, then you must suffer from it. There is no excuse. So we are acting in this life, in this material world, as it is stated here. Traigunna visayomune, pravritti lakhanascheiva traigunna visayomune. Our desires, according to the modes of material nature we are associating. Just like in the temple, in this temple, here everything is on the modes of goodness. So if you associate with this temple atmosphere, your behavior, your mode of life will be different. And if you associate with the atmosphere of a brothel, a slaughterhouse, then your atmosphere will be different. That is means infection. Association means infection. If you infect tamagun, then your life is different. And if you infect the rajagun, then your life is different. Therefore, there are varieties of life. Why there are varieties of life? Because we have infected different varieties of infection. There are three kinds of infection, originally. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Just like originally there are three colors, red, yellow and blue. Now you mix up these three colors, 3 into 3 it becomes 9, and 9 into 9 it becomes 81. So those are expert color mixer. They make varieties of color originally from these three colors. Similarly, originally there are three kinds of material modes of nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Now mix it. That becomes 9, and again 9 into 9, 81. Therefore, there are 8,400,000 forms of life on account of this mixture. So people do not care to understand how nature's law is going on. Nature's law means God's law. Nature is not independent. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti swyate sacharachan. Nature is a machine. So do you think a machine works without an operator? Do you think? Is there any evidence? Now this is a machine. Photography. A wonderful machine. It is taking the picture and it will move. But there is an operator. Where is the machine which is working without operator? Can you give any example? Here is a machine which is working without operator. Now how do you think that the nature machine is working without the supreme operator, God's instruction? How do you think it? This is not very reasonable. We have to judge. There are different evidences. One of the evidence is hypothesis. That hypothesis is that because we see that no machine works without operator, therefore we should conclude it, even though we do not know what is God, what is the nature, we must conclude it that this nature is working under some supreme operator. That is God. It is not necessary to see the operator, but we can guess that there must be operator. So human life is meant for finding out who is there to operate. That is human life. Otherwise it's cats and dogs' life. They're eating, sleeping, mating and dancing, that's all. That is not human life. You must find out who is the operator. Athāta brahma jigyāsa, this is called in Sanskrit word. Now this human form of life is meant for inquiring about the supreme operator. Now that supreme operator, Krishna, is so kind. He is giving evidence in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakṣena prakriti syate sacharācaram. Now here I am, under my direction, the prakriti, the nature, material nature is working. So you accept, then your business is done. And Krishna gave evidences how he is controlling the nature. When Krishna was 7 years old, he lifted one big mountain on his finger. That means our understanding is that there is law of gravitation. By law of gravitation, such a big mountain, it cannot stay in one man's finger. That is our calculation. But he did it. That means he counteracted the law of gravitation. That is God. So, if you believe this, then you know God immediately. There is no difficulty. Just like if a child is born, my dear child, do not touch fire. It will burn you. So if the child accepts, then he gets the perfect knowledge immediately. If the child does not accept, he wants to make experiment, then he will burn his finger. So our process of knowledge we should take from the supreme authority. Then we save time for research work. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We take perfect knowledge from Krishna. I may be imperfect, just like child is imperfect. I may be imperfect, you may be imperfect. But if you take the perfect knowledge from the Supreme Perfect, then your knowledge is perfect. That is the process. This is called avarohopantha, knowledge coming, deductive knowledge. So everything is there, and if you like to take advantage of this movement, make your life perfect, go back to home, back to Godhead, then fully utilize the center, our Melbourne center, come here, read our books and argue, try to understand with your full knowledge, no blindly acceptance. There is reason, there is argument, there is philosophy, there is science, everything is there. And if you accept that simply by chanting I shall realize, that is also allowed. Both ways. If you accept this simple process, the chant Hare Krishna and realize God, that is also fact. And if you think what is this nonsense, chanting Hare Krishna, then you read books. Both ways we are prepared. Come and take advantage of this moment. Thank you very much.
So this time, if there is any questions, we may take the last opportunity to present questions to His Divine Grace for some time. Yes.
Being influenced by different degrees of desires, would that influence each person's faith?
No. It may be faith. Just like different kinds of disease. You infect one kind of, infection, you suffer in that disease. So, it is due to different, design means different types of association. We are therefore recommending that you associate with us. Then there will be one desire, how to understand God. That's all. That is one thing. The bhakti means sarvapadhi annavilasitasunnam annavilas, other desires, other material desires, when we give up and only desire to serve Krishna, that is our perfection. This has to be learned. We have got certainly many desires according to inflection and association. But when we agree to give up all these desires, desire must be there. If there is no desire, then you are a dead stone. Desire must be there. Any living being, he must have desires. Otherwise, how is he living? He is a dead stone. So desire must be there, but it should be proper desire. The proper desire is because we are part and parcel of God. So our desire should be how to meet Him again and work with Him conjointly. That should be the only desire. Therefore, when Krishna comes, He orders or He commands, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmi kaṁ saraṇaṁ. You give up all other desires, simply desire how to surrender unto. This is required. And that can be understood by the human being. And because we have got different desires, I have already explained, different qualities of the material nature, that mixed up, it comes to 81. So therefore we have got, according to desires, we have got so many varieties of bodies. So we have to learn how to stop all these material desires and simply concentrate our desires, how to serve Krishna or God. That is it. That is the training. Just like these boys, these girls who are in the Krishna consciousness, they have no other desire. Their only desire is how to push on this Krishna consciousness movement. That's all. It is possible. They had many desires. They are also coming from your country. They had many desires, but they have no other desire now. Their simply desire is how to push on Krishna consciousness. That is perfect. When you stick to this one desire, that I shall serve Krishna, then you are free from all desires. Otherwise not. Otherwise it is impossible. Then desires will drag you to different types of body. Then your suffering will increase. Then we have to come to the body of a pig. Because nature's law is very strict. According to your desire, he'll give you body. So you desire to serve Krishna, you get a body like Krishna. That's all. Not symbolic, it's fact. Why do you say symbolic? And you have what experience you have got? You have no experience. Have you got any experience of other planetary system? What is there? Then? Your experience is very teeny. So you should not calculate Brahma's life and other things by your teeny experience. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the duration of life of Brahma, sahasra yuga parjantam arahat jat brahmano vidu. Now Brahma's life, it is stated in the sastra. We have already explained that we accept the authoritative statement of sastra. Now Brahma's life is stated there, arhat means his one day is equal to our four yugas. Four yugas means 4,300,000 years and multiply it by 1,000. Sahasra yuga parjantam, sahasra means 1,000. And yuga, yuga means the 4,300,000 years makes a yuga and multiply it by 1,000. That period is Brahma's one day. Similarly, he has got one night. Similarly, he has got one month. Similarly, he has got one year. And such 100 years he will live. So how you can calculate? How it is within your experience? You think something mysterious? No. Your experience is nothing. Therefore, you have to take experience from the perfect person, Krishna. Then your knowledge is perfect. That I have already said. Don't try to understand with your teeny experience everything. Then you will be failure. That I have already explained, that you are coming here, even though you are not initiated, there is also service. So, if you deposit 1 cent daily, one day it may become $100. So when you get the $100, you can get the business. So you come here to Delhi, 1 cent, 1 cent. When it will be $100, you will become a devotee. So this is not wasted. It is, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krita punna punya. Krita punna. Krita means done. Sukadev Goswami is describing when Krishna was playing with his cowherd boy's friends. So he was describing that these cowherd boys who are playing with Krishna, they have not come to this position in one day. Krita punna punja, after life having performed pious activities, now they have come to this position, that they are allowed to play with the Supreme. So, krita punna punja, any pious activity is done for the sake of Krishna, that is your permanent asset. It will never be lost. So go on. Increasing the asset, one day it will so help you that you will be able to play with Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement. First of all, you are devotee, he is a...
There are different or many spiritual movements in the world. How can I know which one is the right one?
No, it is very easy. Spiritual movement means to understand God. Any spiritual movement you adopt, if you understand God, then it is all right. Other is bogus. If you understand God, you take any movement. If you think everyone is spiritual movement, all right, you take it. Then, if you come to understand, now I have understood God, then that is all right. Other is bogus.
That is experience.
That's why if you eat, you will feel satisfaction. And without eating, how will you feel satisfaction? So if you follow spiritual movement, then you will understand God. That is the result. And if you think that you are following some spiritual movement, but you do not know what is God, that means you are following some bogus thing. That is the test. It hasn't got to be certified. You can know. Just like if you eat, you'll feel satisfaction. You haven't got to take certificate from others. Do you think I am eating? And you can say. If you understand fully God, then that is spiritual movement. If you do not understand, then you must know that you're following some bogus movement. This is the test. I say different may be hundreds, but it is up to you to test whether you have understood God. That is the test, real test. Yes.
Someone who is not afraid to die and says that he's not suffering.
He's a madman. That's all. Who is caring for madman's work? That will take time. How can we expect? In 1 minute, everyone will understand everything. It requires education, time. If he is prepared to give the time, then he will understand. Not that within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he will understand the whole thing. That's not possible. He is a diseased man. He requires treatment, medicine, and diet. In this way, he will understand. A diseased man, if he doesn't care for medicine, diet, then he'll suffer. That's all. Yes? Anyone? No?
We have been here for many lifetimes performing sinful activities. So is it possible to counteract all those sinful activities in one lifetime, or does it require many
1 minute. That is Krishna consciousness movement. 1 minute. You are not reading Bhagavad Gita? What Krishna says? Sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja aṅta sarva-pāpebhyo mokṣayāmi. You surrender unto me, give up your all business. I will give you relief from all sinful reaction. Immediate. Vidikas 1 minute. My dear Krishna, I was forgotten. Now I understand. I fully surrender unto you. Then you become immediately free from all things. Without any reservation, without any politics. If you fully surrender, Krishna is assuring, aṁ tvā sarva pāpi homokkhaiṣyāmi māsucha. He reassures. Don't worry whether I will be able to give you relief from all reactions. Māsucha. It is guaranteed. You do this. So, how much time it requires to surrender to Krishna? Immediately can do that. Surrender means you surrender and what? As Krishna says. That is surrender. What Krishna says to do? Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimang namaskaru. 4 things. You always think of me. And you become my devotee, you worship me, and offer your respect, full obeisances, and you do these 4 things. That is full surrender. Māmi vaśyasi, asaṅsa. Then you come to me without any doubt. Everything is there. Krishna has given everything fully. If you accept it, then life is very simple. There is no difficulty. Yes? Now calculate, I have already given the duration of 1 day, 12 hours of Brahma. Means 4,300,000 years multiplied by 1,000. What it comes? 4,300,000 years multiplied by 1,000.
4,300 million.
No, no. 4 billion. Oh, depends of opinion.
In Australia, they calculate different.
Anyway, what is your Australian conclusion? Let me know.
Their billion is something else.
Oh. Anyway, I give you the right figure, 4 million, according to American or English calculation. 4,300,000 years. And multiply it by 1,000. Then, what it comes according to English calculation?
4,300,000,000.
Huh?
4,300,000,000.
That is 12 hours. And add again 12 hours night. Then 8 billion.
600,000,000.
So Krishna comes after this period. In 1 day, after 1 day, a Brahma, he appears. Yes, following Krishna. Krishna comes in the Dapar Yug. There are four periods of each yug. Satya, Treta, Dapar, Kali. So Krishna comes at the end of Dapar Yug and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the Kali Yug. So almost about the same year, same circulation, just like the sun appears after so many hours. It is like that. And the sun does not disappear. Sun is already there in the sky. It may not be in Australia's vision, but it may be in other countries' vision. The sun is not dead. Similarly, Krishna appears by rotation in this universe after so many years, 8 billion and 9 billion years. So next he goes to another universe. Just like the sun, after disappearance from Australia, it goes to another country. Similarly, Krishna, after finishing his business in this universe, he goes to another universe. In this way, the rotation takes 8 million, nine billion years. Just imagine how many universes are there. He stays in one universe for 125 years. Everything is a calculation in this asana. Now we can imagine how many universes are there. That is altogether material world. That is stated in the Athama Bahunaitena Kingatina Savajna Vishtabhya Aham Idam Kristam Ekangsina Situ Jagat. This material creation is 1/4 creation of the whole God's property. And the 3/4 part is in the spiritual world. That is God. Not that cheap God, I am God, it is God. You don't accept such cheap God. Yes. Even if you remain in the material, if you are not completed your spiritual life, still you will get good birth. Suchinang simutangi hi jugo brashta sanjat. One who is pure in completing Krishna consciousness, then he is given next chance in a very aristocratic family or very nice, pure Brahmin's family, so that he can again cultivate Krishna consciousness. Next chance.
His question was, when we take initiation from you, we understand that we become your eternal servitor.
Yes.
But we have to come again to another birth.
Okay, if you remain eternally in the instruction, and if you fall from the instruction, how you can remain eternal? You have to stay on the platform, then eternally you are safe. If you fall down from the platform, then it is your fault. Just like we are all in the Vaikuntha planet. Now, we wanted to enjoy this material world, we have fallen down. Just like Joy Vijay. Now we are trying to go back again. Therefore we say, go back to home, back to God. So, everything is there is process. If you follow the process, then you go back. If you fall down, that is our fault. Therefore, the life is meant for tapasya. That Rishabdev's instruction, that our life should not be wasted like dogs and hogs and pigs. It should be utilized for tapasya, for understanding our position. tapah putra kajina suddhita satya. This is the aim of life. We have to purify our existence. At the present moment, our existence is impurified. Therefore, we are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease.